Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you a daily dose of inspiration, business tips, and stories that you may not have heard from women that I think you need to know. So let's dive into today, shall we? I bet all of us have a strong friend, right? We have that friend who maybe is always optimistic or always happy or always showing up for others or always rolling with the punches and nothing ever affects them, right? We all have that friend who is kind of unwavering in that way. And I just wanted to point out some things that I'm noticing about my strong friend, which is that I'm paying a little bit of closer attention to the ways that I'm noticing they ask for help without actually asking for help. Now, this could be something that you can notice in others, so you can be a little bit more attuned. Or maybe you can utilize some of these yourself in case you have a hard time asking for help. For instance, these are the different things that I've been noticing about a couple friends of mine. I've been jotting them down so that when I had enough of them, I have a podcast episode. I have enough that I want to give you some examples of what it might look like when someone asks for help when they're not actually asking for help. So let's say somebody texts you and reaches out, or maybe they call and they say, I just wanted to see what you were up to. I've noticed that this person can sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes be feeling out the situation. If I'm this person saying, you know, hey, I just want to see what you're up to, this person might be saying, are you stressed? Are you able to hear that I'm having a bad day? What kind of space are you in? I don't want to stress that person out. I don't want to add to their life. So they might be trying to gauge how well you are able to absorb their bad day, right? Their cry for help. Let me suss out the situation before I drop a bomb on you. Now, it may not even be a bomb. It may not be like, oh my God, this horrific thing happened. It might just be like, I'm having a hard day and I want to talk about it. But sometimes people who have a hard time blatantly asking for help are gonna suss out the situation before they spring anything on you. The next one is kind of similar. This is something that I've noticed people saying, which is like, hey, are you busy? And it's like, no, not really. And they may drop off. Oh, I was just going to call and say hi. That could be the case. Or you could say, are you sure there isn't something else on your mind? Are you sure you don't want to actually talk about something else? Is there anything that you aren't mentioning? Because again, they might be just trying to be asked, right? A lot of times we have friends who do want to ask for help and they're not really able to do it very well because they are feeling maybe a little bit like, I don't want to intrude, I don't want to invade, like those kinds of things, right? The next one is kind of like minimizing a situation where if someone says, oh, how are you doing? And they say, oh, I'm fine, I'm just stressed. A lot of times the person who doesn't know how to ask for help also doesn't know how to admit that they are in a place where they may need help. They don't know how to use the words, I'm not doing that great, or man, I'm going through it, or I'm having a hard time, or I'm really upset lately, to be honest. So instead they'll say, oh, I'm fine, I'm just what? A great follow-up here would be to say, oh gosh, you're stressed. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed do you feel? And then they have the opportunity to say, I feel like a 9, actually. I'm very stressed. And then you say, okay, well, you're not fine then. Let's talk about it. I'm here. Or they could say, I'm, you know, a 4. It's standard stress. It's just like the day in and day out, whatever, right? In which case, maybe they are totally fine. However, you've now opened the door to say, oh, you're fine. You're just stressed. Let me give you a gauge. Let me give you a ranking opportunity so that you can tell me how stressed you really are. The next one is also kind of minimizing, where they'll say, you know, I'm just dealing with something at work, but it's not that big of a deal. This is also an opportunity to ask for more clarification, to open up the door. Oh, it's nothing? I mean, it's probably something. Why don't you tell me more about that? Try to get them to tell you two more sentences, because then they'll either elaborate or they'll shut you off in their way of kind of being like, I can't really talk about it right now, right? Which we want to make sure that we respect. The other thing that I've really started to notice with people who are very, very busy, and this is typically with my friends who are entrepreneurs or my friends who are moms or people who are just kind of like stretched to the max, is that people will say like, oh, it's just the same old thing, different day, or, oh, you know, just same old same, that kind of like, oh, nothing's really different. However, we don't know what their normal is. When they say that, is your normal being stretched to the max and so stressed out you want to pull your hair out but no one's asking you? Or is same old like, oh, you know, like I'm a 5 out of 10 on stress level where I, you know, have this going on, but I also have this going on, but it's pretty manageable. We don't really know with that statement. So if somebody does say something like, oh, it's just, you know, the same old thing, different day, or the same old same, this is an opportunity for you to kind of say like, what does your same old same look like? I feel like you're always busy and always going. Or do you ever catch a break? Do you ever have anything that you do for yourself? Which can be an opportunity to kind of say like, hey, I'm just going to put a mirror up really quick and say, is there any way that I could help you pause? Because I see that you're doing a lot. I see that you're nonstop. And it kind of gives them an opportunity to say, oh my gosh, I would love that, but I can't because da, 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 da. And then you can see if there's a way that you could step in and help. There's a way that you could step in and maybe provide some advice or maybe just give them the space to vent, because a lot of times people don't need help as much as they just need to talk, as much as they just need to get things off their chest. So not only are these ways that we can understand when other people are asking for help, these are different things that you could use to kind of like slyly get into the conversation. However, you also have to understand if you're using these as ways to subtly ask for help, it probably won't work because people have to have done some work to notice that that could be a sign of more help needed in your life. And we don't want to assume the position of like, I'm going to give you subtle hints and it's on you to decipher how I'm feeling, right? So we want to make sure that we're communicating and doing our best to also challenge ourselves to say, hey, I need some help. I'm like really not doing okay right now, to reach out, to see if you can, you know, find some additional support, to see if a friend can tap in and give you some advice or just let you rant. Because it's totally fair. And if you need a sentence to use with a friend, simply text them, call them and say, I need to vent. Do you have just 5 minutes? You know, and you can even go as far as saying, I don't even need advice. I just need to like word vomit for a minute. And it allows them a space to kind of know how you need to show up and how they can provide for you. So if I were you, these are the different things that I would look out for with people who maybe don't know how to ask for help. Think about your really close group of friends. And if none of them have relied on you lately, and if none of them have said, hey, I'm kind of going through something, let's say in the past 3 months, maybe 6 months, if it's someone you don't speak to very frequently, then maybe that's an opportunity for you to open up the door and say, hey, I'm going to be the one to ask you, and I would like to know how you're doing because you matter to me and you're really important. Tiny, tiny, tiny moments of compassion like that go so far with all of us. And I hope that you keep that in mind when you're thinking of family members or friends or your partner or a coworker or a boss even, that a lot of times people are telling us they need help in subtle ways. And if we can start to notice that and ask a little bit of further clarifying questions, we open up the door for them to share with us in a way where we're not trying to pry into their life. We're more opening the door in case they do need to share with someone. I hope that's helpful. I hope it makes you think, and I hope that you kind of use this on a friend of yours moving forward as well. Before you go, do not forget to rate and review and follow this podcast. It really helps a girl out. And while you're here, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check the show notes for any materials or links or even some special goodies.
While you're at it, make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Daily Hype Podcast, follow us as a team at Team AP Consulting, or follow me, your show host, at Ashley_P. See you next time.